This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has dropped protocols meant to help ease hospital and paramedic staffing issues during surges of COVID cases. The so-called crisis standards of care were put in place when hospitals and EMS were pushed to the limit by two waves of coronavirus in recent months. Health officials say the decision is based on steadily declining cases and hospitalizations. Yesterday, there were 641 hospital patients, more than 1,000 fewer than a month ago. The Pitkin County Board of Health is considering whether to extend its indoor mask mandate. About 15% of COVID cases, tests, I should say, in the county have come back positive over the past week. That's still high, but it is a significant drop from a month ago when the test positivity rate was around 40%. Parts of Rocky Mountain National Park will be closed through the summer. CPR's Paulo Schalzada reports.
The annual closure is part of the park's strategy to protect raptor nesting areas as they begin to build shelters for their young. Due to high nesting activity, the closures are starting in February this year, a month earlier than normal. The closed areas include popular climbing spots on the Lockvale Sky Pond Trail and the Lumpy Ridge area. Many rock faces that make for good climbing routes also serve as habitats for birds of prey. The tentative reopening is July 31st. I'm Paulo Schalzada, CPR News.
Mostly clear tonight, especially for lower elevations, down to 15 to 20 degrees. Currently 31 in Vail, 23 in Vail. This is CPR News.